Hi, I'm Christine Dorr, owner of Neo Coco.
And I'm Tammy Tan, owner of Spice Hound.
And we are co-owners of Kitchen 519, our shared-use commercial kitchen in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Welcome to Lettuce Wrap, the podcast about food, food business, and the people who work in the industry.
Today we are here, we are talking about Bakers Against Racism.
Yes, so how did you hear about it, Christine?
I first heard about it. There was another bakery that I know of on Instagram, and they were participating. I was like, wait, what is this? I was like, hey, and I checked it out, and I'm like, I can do this. This is something, this is a way I can participate. This is a way I can help.
Just like that.
Yeah, totally. And I swear within like a minute, I was like tagging all these different people, including you.
Yes. And the funny thing was, so you're a big Instagram person. Oh, yeah. And I was actually on Facebook at the same time, and I saw it on my feed. I think I was reading an article on thekitchen.com, and they also posted it about it. And then I think I texted you back and said, you know, hey, we should participate.
And I said, did you see on Instagram that I tagged you?
And I said, no. That's how good I am on Instagram.
But that it all happened within like 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was really fast. Yeah. So obviously we were all hit with it at the same time.
Yep.
I mean, through multiple social medias. And, you know, I mean, what is going on at the time right now? I mean, we're seeing, so who knew that from going from a pandemic that we will now have sort of a social uprising, right?
Yes.
And so there's a lot of people out there supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think, just like you said, I think both you and I, we didn't know how to participate well, I guess, you know, or what we can do. I think I was a bit at a loss for
right. Yeah. And I saw a bakery and I'm like, I can do that. I bake.
Right.
This is something I can do.
Yeah. And it's great because it started with a DC bakery. And they posted something out there that they want to do this bake sale. And next thing you know, they had over...
There's 2,400 last I checked.
Yeah, which I assume it's got to be over 3,000 by now. Yeah. I mean, globally, of people who want to just do a bake sale and the funds going towards whatever local charities or national organizations of that would benefit the Black Lives Move.
But this
matter.
Is happening really fast. This is like this week.
Yeah, actually, it was like last week. So what happened was, like, I think we heard about it on a Tuesday, Wednesday. We decided to participate by Thursday, Friday. I had to come up with a website by Saturday, Sunday. You were like social media and we were like trying to figure out our menu. We didn't even know what we were going to sell.
Well, we were going to do it. We didn't know what we were going to do or how we were going to do it.
So then how did we decide on our stuff?
Well, how did you figure out what website?
Oh, so, well, so we each have our business websites and we actually both use Shopify as our shopping cart. But since I said to you, I'm like, you know, I mean, we could individually do it, but since we kind of have a combined banner under Lettuce Wrap, let's just do it under Lettuce Wrap Podcast.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. And so then I was thinking like, okay, instead of using Shopify, why not use our kitchen account since we have a an account with Square? So Square has a great website to quickly put up an online store. Oh. And so I did it through our kitchen website.
I know. We were just talking and then Tammy's like, she's on it. She's like, I'm filling out the Square template.
I know, because I had to, because I was like, can we even do it through there? I didn't even know.
And then also we're trying to come up with like, what are we going to put on this template?
I know. We didn't know what products we could do quickly that we thought we could do well, you know, that we could sell well.
There was a lot batted around. Trying to keep in mind baking, not because, you know, as a chocolatier and mostly doing chocolate, there's not a lot of baking. So, but, you know, a pastry background. So,
and of course, it's ideal to do brownies. That was the easy one.
I know. So I'm doing the brownies that I did when I was with La Cocina. They have a street for a festival.
Right.
So I think it was maybe 2010, mm-hmm. they had a street for a festival, and I did these brownies that I'm going to be doing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an almond butter with smoked sea salt, mm-hmm. dark chocolate fudgy brownie. There's going to be a cocoa nib mm-hmm. brownie. So it's going to be a little bit crunchy, very, very chocolatey. And then we're going to have a chili cinnamon brownie.
Yes.
A little bit spicy.
Yes. A little savory, spicy, yet sweet and rich.
Yeah. So I had that down. So then, you know, Tammy was going around and around with what she
It's because I am not the pastry background and all that. And I can help Christine with her brownies, probably eating it.
I know, but I try to get Tammy to make sourdough because she's been making a lot of sourdough.
I know.
No, I won't do it.
Well, the problem with doing sourdough is that it takes a lot of work, and I don't have enough Dutch ovens to do it.
Yeah, so not good for production-wise.
No, it's not really great for production, and I don't have that kind of nice wood-burning oven or right stones and all that stuff that you need for a production bread maker. But so I decided to do something I've done for festivals as well, which is a spice nuts. So I spice mixed nuts. So I decided same thing, three different flavors. I decided they were all going to be a almond, pecan, walnut mixture of nuts roasted with different spices. One is a chipotle lime, so chili lime, tangy and spicy.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, spicy. For me, it was a touch much, but I am a lightweight.
Right. and for me, it's a touch less, but that's probably a good thing. So we're trying to keep it in the milder medium heat so we don't blow people's tops off. And then I'm doing a cocoa cinnamon dusted nuts, just nice cinnamony and cocoa chocolatey,
yes.
Something sweet.
Was I the influence for that?
Of course. In the same way, I'm pretty sure I'm the influence for your spicy brownie. And then the third one is, it's actually really delicious. It's a bourbon rosemary honey mixed nuts. Mm. And it's just crunchy and just rosemary yumminess.
Yeah.
So
I love the rosemary in it.
Yeah. Then, okay, once we came up with that at the same time as also trying to figure out who we were going to donate our profits to. And so we decided to go, we wanted to pick an organization that was in the Bay Area. I thought,
We want to stay local.
Right. Stay local. And we wanted something that was also food related because yes. That's what we are associated with.
Yes.
So there was this great organization that we found in Oakland called Planting Justice. So Planting Justice is an Oakland-based nonprofit that trains and employs formerly incarcerated people for green jobs. And what they're hoping to do is provide nutritious food to marginalized communities. And they're also trying to work with the community. They have a nursery that they sell plants at, and all this going back to the nonprofit to help create more farms, more jobs, and more training. Personally, why I like this organization is because they're going into the prison systems and they're trying to train people so that when they come out, they have a skill set to go straight into farming or to help out in gardens, you know, doing green jobs. And so they're helping to lower the rate of recidivism in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and the reason I really like it is because it's related to food mm-hmm. and planting,
right.
Farming, agriculture, right. Something I really get behind.
I also like their tagline, grow food, grow jobs, grow community. So it was a good organization for us to put the donations that we receive from our bake sale towards. So how we're going to do the sale? We are selling online at www.lettucewrappod.com/bakersagainstracism. Go there to find our website. We have all our products that we're selling. We are doing both pickup and shipping. The pickup time will be Saturday, this Saturday, June 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our kitchen is based in Belmont, California. If you're not here in the Bay Area and cannot pick up, please choose the shipping option. And we can ship to all 50 states on Monday. We're going to be shipping them out next week.
Thank you for everybody for helping support the cause, Bakers Against Racism, Black Lives Matter, and Planting Justice.
Thanks, everyone.
We'd like to thank also Guitar Chocolate for donating the chocolate for the brownies.
Thanks, Guitar.
Thank you for listening to Let Us Rap with Christine and Tammy. Thank you to our editor and producer, Jason Anthony Guy.
We'll love to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us on Twitter or Facebook. We're at Let Us Rap Pod, or email us at letusrappod@gmail.com. Take it away, Christine.
It's a wrap.
Black Lives Matter.